Fishing. All right. That was, I don't know why, but I've been hooked on listening to that record for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Maybe it's just because it's like, wow. You know, that's history. That's 1938. What I think is great about that recording, you can hear the hipsters of 1938. You hear like one guy there going, boy! I mean, all these little 1938 ways of expressing your hipsterdom. And I do mean dumb. I'm kidding. On that song, by the way, I think that's the song, I missed it, but I believe that's the song where there's a solo, a sax solo, and Gene Krupa is just banging on the fucking snare and the rim. And he made all of those sort of exclamatory drum noises. He probably made him famous, you know, I mean, because Krupa was the first superstar drummer. But Benny Goodman hated it. He hated when Krupa interrupted a solo like that, or sort of took the steam out of a solo with his antics. And Benny Goodman loved Gene Krupa and worked with him for the rest of his life. But as far as the big band went, the swing band, he was fired about 3 months later. And I don't know if he came back with the band, but he did work with Goodman's quartet for the rest of their lives. Now, those guys were old guys, like in the 70s, and they were still jamming. And Lionel Hampton and Teddy Wilson. But yeah, he canned Krupa because he just... that, at least that's what I read. Some writers, yeah. He was no, I don't know whether they're make fault, you know, coming to a conclusion. And I don't even know whether you give a shit. You probably don't even give a shit, do you? Okay. Well, we're going to have our chat tomorrow night. All indications are it should go well. I don't fucking know, but it should go well. We've Etherneted our main computer, which was a massively big fucking problem, obviously. We'll see, man. You know, and we've also, what other, we upgraded the speed on this thing. We don't have, I found out we do not have a business account, and I don't know what the fucking holdup was on that, but, and I'm not even sure, you know, the additional service is worth it. I know it's a fuck of a lot more expensive. Yeah. And what the fuck we got on here? Is this this is the ducks. This is the duck, you know. Look, see? The duck. These are the ducks and the islanders. The ducks and the kings have both passed through New York hot on the heels of each other. The kings were there, then the ducks arrived. And the kings played everybody, and the ducks are playing. The ducks have played I don't know if they played the devils, but they played the Rangers. Now they're playing the Islanders. You know, that makes a lot of sense. I don't know why baseball doesn't do that. The only other sport that has the same kind of... Well, no, the only other... Oh, yeah. Basketball. Baseball, they play a series. So, you know, you're in a city for 3-4 days. Hockey and basketball, you're in town for ostensibly for one game. But what hockey has done is they've said, well, okay, cool, you know. They're in New York, and it doesn't just have to be in New York and then leave. We can have them schedule them against the Rangers and the. So that's what they're doing. I'm getting back into hockey. I was in the 70s. I suffered with the shitty play of the Kings in the 70s. Then the Kings started to get really good in the early 80s, and then they sucked again. And then they got Gretzky, and then they began sort of a. Up and down. The Ducks came in 93 along with who? They were an expansion team along with the Clutterville, the Bedford Falls, the Potterville Nine. No, I don't know. The other thing I'm really into, and this is really just, it's a dumb little thing, but you know, we all have our interest. I really am fascinated by the travels of different teams, you know, where they were located and where they are now and when they were founded, you know, and it's really interesting. The New Jersey Devils began life in the early 70s as the Kansas City Scouts. Anybody remember the Kansas City Scouts? They played 2 years in Kansas City. They were an expansion team. It was part of the expansion craze in the National Hockey League. The World Hockey Association also started up. America must be just swimming in money, because back then we had recession after recession. We were in the middle of a fucking, you know, the end of the war, the Vietnam War. But, man, that didn't stop these cats from forming this whole other hockey league, the WHA. And it was kind of cool. I mean, they had teams everywhere. They had teams in Houston. They had teams. They had another team in L.A. They had then they had the WFL, a World Football League. This world, and then they had World Team Tennis, which I think still exists. The guy's name is Gary Davidson, and the league was headquartered. At least the WFL, the football league, was headquartered in Newport. Yeah, Newport Beach, California. And people would say, "Why do you have your league headquartered in a place that's so far away from the major advertising agencies?" Because that's what it's all about. That's why you have these so much of that, you know, centered in New York, because they're right across the street from fucking Madison, you know, to Madison Avenue, all the advertisers. Now things are changing, you know, but I don't know, man. But anyway, the Kansas City Scouts, they left Kansas City, and did they go to New Jersey? No, they didn't. They went to Colorado. Yeah. You see, the Colorado Rockies baseball team was not the first Colorado Rockies. The first Colorado Rockies was the hockey team in the mid to late 70s, the Colorado Rockies hockey team. And they actually survived, I think, maybe 5 or 6 seasons until they gave up the ghost and decided to locate to New Jersey. And they became the New Jersey Devils, only the second team to call New Jersey by name home. The Nets were the first, basketball Nets. By the way, the New Jersey Nets, who are now the Brooklyn Nets, began life in the ABA as the New York Nets. And the New York Nets, well, I forget. There was something going on with that team. I think they came from Virginia or whatever. Now then, the I like on Big Bang Theory how these dudes have, like, they can't help but have girlfriends that are just pieces of ass. Excuse my French. Not all of them, but so, yeah. And then, like, I could go on for fucking days. I don't know what it is about me, but that's just my weird thing. And baseball teams, the Washington Senators, and then the other Washington Senators. Ah, you know that, did you? You probably don't even know. A lot of you are too young to even know who the fucking Washington is. He looking at, there's, I just saw Stephen Hawking on Big Bang Theory. But the Washington Senators, it's amazing to me that there's a documentary I watched on Washington baseball. Amazing to me that they couldn't hold a fucking baseball team. You know, what the fuck is wrong with that city? And then for years, the first Washington Senators lasted until 1959, something like that, and they were known as the Washington Nationals. They weren't really called the Senators. I think for the final few years, they officially named themselves the Senators. Something strange like that. Who was their big star? Oh, no, that was later. So then that original Washington Senators, the Walter Johnson Washington Senators, the Washington Senators that were a part of the founding of the American League in 1901, I think it was. They left Washington and went to Minnesota and became the Minnesota Twins. Changed the name, to everything. Owned by a guy named Calvin Griffith, right? Yeah. His son eventually took over the team. Maybe Calvin was the guy who took over the team. I don't know. So immediately, the American League put another expansion team, in Washington. And they expanded by two. The LA Angels were the other team, and called them the Washington Senators. Only this was a new Washington Senators, not to be confused with the old Washington. Now, football did something kind of cool. When the Cleveland Browns left, the National Football League retained the name Browns, the colors of the Browns, and the records, the team's history. So that when they put a new franchise in Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns, the new Cleveland Browns, would be the official Cleveland Browns. They would be the they would have bestowed upon them the team's history, the team colors, the team name, the Cleveland Browns. And the Browns that were there and left and became the Baltimore Ravens, they essentially were an expansion team. Even though they, like, you know, won the fucking Super Bowl, whatever, 2 days or 2 years later or something. But be that as it may, I think that that's cool. And that wasn't just the NFL. There were a lot of people that fought for that in Cleveland. The mayor of Cleveland, a lot of people fought hard for that. And it was a great idea. It was a great move. And it, I think it really saved the NFL's face a little bit. So the Senators, though, they left and became the Minnesota Twins. And when the American League put a new Washington Senators team, and it was probably Griffith himself wouldn't give up the records and all that shit, you know. But anyway, the American League put a new Washington Senators in Washington, and they were an expansion team, so guess what? They sucked. As if the old Washington Senators didn't suck enough. When I was growing up, I had a vague idea that there was something weird about the but I couldn't quite, you know, is that the Washington Senators? You know, I didn't know. I didn't really give that much of a shit, but the guy that became a big superstar with the Washington Senators was the guy that we know in L.A. very well. He played right field. He had about 28, 30 home runs a year. Wasn't banging the ball out of the park, but he was all the muscle the L.A. Dodgers had in those days because it was a speed and pitching team. Frank Howard. And Frank Howard went to the Washington Senators and was a big star in Washington. They loved his ass in Washington, but they hated the owner. Who was he? Another guy that we know here in L.A., Bob Short. Bob Short owned the Minneapolis Lakers. And the Minneapolis Lakers moved to L.A. and became the L.A. Lakers. And Bob Short was the owner. Sort of a visionary in a way. When he came to visit Los Angeles thinking of moving the team here, he said to the assembled newspaper writers, says, I noticed as I drove down the streets of the neighborhoods here in L.A., basketball hoops on all the garages. Supposedly, anecdotally, that was the thing that convinced him to move the team. But anyway, Bob Short owned the Washington Senators and was fucking hated. Hated. So he couldn't get out of town fast enough, and they couldn't say good riddance fast enough. Just get your fucking ass out of here and take your goddamn team with you. Thinking that it can't be that long, we'll get another team. The Senators left, the second version of the Senators left, and they became the Texas Rangers. I have to say, Los Angeles, well, no, I better not. No, I was going to say that L.A., you know, for all of L.A.'s bad rep, at least we don't, you know, the only team that we stole that really broke the hearts of its fans was the Brooklyn Dodgers, but that's not true because I think the Charger move was an abomination in the eyes of God and man. And, nobody gave a fuck about the Rams. They came from Cleveland. I don't think they had the Browns, and that was fine with them. So Washington thought they were going to, and no, they didn't get a team. They didn't get a team in the 70s. When Major League Baseball expanded in the late 70s, they didn't get a fucking team. They put a team in Toronto, you know. When Major League Baseball expanded in the fucking, was it the 90s? They didn't get a team. They put one in Tampa Bay. And D.C. must have felt like, what the fuck is our problem here? Well, you got the Orioles. Fuck that, you know. Until finally, the Montreal Expos, who've been playing their trade north of the border, and you figure Montreal would have been a good city for baseball because they had the heritage of the Montreal Royals, a member of which was Jackie Robinson, you know, so they had a kind of a rich baseball history in Montreal, but they were AAA Montreal Royals. Was that their name, the Royals? I think so. And Jackie Robinson played for them for, I think, maybe a season. Anyway, the Expos had ballpark problems. They were playing in Olympic Stadium, a real piece of shit. A very weird fucking design. It was built for the Olympics in 76. They had this goofy fucking roof on it. There was like a coffee pot lid that came up and down it. And they got the hell out of Dodge, and they moved to Washington and became the Nationals. And not only were they the Nationals, but they played in the National League, as opposed to the old Nationals, also known as the Senators, who played the American League. Because that made a difference back in those days. Back in the old days when you didn't really have nicknames, the sports writers would call, well, these are the New York Nationals, meaning the Giants. the New York Americans, meaning the Yankees, because they didn't really have official nicknames. The New York Americans played today. The New York Nationals play tomorrow, you know. And they call them the Nationals, and that's who is in Washington today. And they got a good ball club, and the fans love them. And all's well that ends well in Washington. And one of the great lines, you know, which pisses off old Senator fan, it pissed off Senator fans right then. It says, first in war, first in peace, last in the National, last in the American League, the Washington Senators, which was not true. The Senators sucked ass a few years, but they had some really strong teams. They had some competitive teams. They were not as bad as people were led to believe. I grew up always believing, always thinking the Washington Senators were dog shit from the gate. They just sucked. They just would always suck. And there was something in the baseball environment and universe that meant that always said the Senators suck. There's no fucking way they ever going to do anything other than just suck, you know. And there you have it, man. Not that anybody, if you didn't listen to anything I was just saying, I don't blame you. But it is my thing, you know.
You know, you have a big thing. Yeah, you know, you're really into the hockey and all that stuff. I've got an opportunity. I want to go in with Jim LeBeau and purchase the old San Diego Gull. Yeah, you ever know about that?
The San Diego Gulls, yeah. They were an old
Western Hockey League.
Minor league team.
Yeah, since you're all into minor league hockey.
Well, not all into it. Yes, you are, Phil. You're always talking about it.
You're into the history of sport. So I was wondering if you got any money laying around. I'd give you, a taste.
Not that kind of bread. I mean,
you don't have that. Well, all we're talking about is, all right, never mind.
I mean, what are you guys buying a team for?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm negotiating with Bob Peterbaugh. And this ass that I've got, my partner, wants to take them, this team, and turn them into a football team and apply for a franchise. I don't know. I think the whole, what do you know about football? Hey, where's Coach Dozier? I think you are barking up the wrong tree there. Why do you say that? Hey, if there's some guy that claims he's going to get a NFL expansion franchise in San Diego, San Diego's been a pain in the ass. Yeah, look, Phil, I'm on here to tell you that you need to back off of that whole San Diego Chargers stab the fans in the back, because it's making things tough for me. I want to get a team and put it in San Diego.
How's that making things tough for you?
Because the league, every time you say that the San Diego Chargers stab their fans in the back, the league hears that and they take it personally, because you know, if the Chargers stabbed their fans in the back, the league did, because they did their little cutesy poo, and they did the little cute dance they put on their skirts. You know what I'm talking about?
What do you, Harvey? What do you mean? This is Margaret. Harvey, what do you mean?
What I'm saying is
the San Diego Bomb. What a great name for a team, the San Diego Bomb. Hey, by the way, Johnny, what's his ass step down? Who's the cat that runs Papa John's Pizza?
Oh, Papa John's. And what is his name?
John something.
Yeah, I heard he stepped down, huh?
Yeah, he stepped down. In case you want to know, he stepped down.
Yeah, I know he stepped down.
Somebody ought to fall down, that guy. I said, I don't know if you saw it. I commented on the Twitter. I said he ought to step off a cliff.
Oh, that's horrible.
I thought it was very good.
Gee, that's pretty good, General.
Yeah, I like that one. Thank you.
Barclays Center. Look at that place, man. So that's like... Oh, that's... Is that where the... What? What is that? That's where the Islanders are playing? They're playing in Brooklyn? What? What sense does that fucking make? They're supposed to play out on Long Island. Isn't that why they're called the Islanders? And take the pucks. Skating up ice now. Going down low. Slap shot. He scores. It wasn't a slap shot. It was... He slapped at it. Man, those guys... They get in... Man, they get right in the crease there, baby. And, doink. Bye. I think the Angels... I was going to call them the Angels. The Cubs, the Ducks, 2-0, yeah. 11 shots on goal. Anyway. What was the other fucking thing? I was just thinking about it. God damn me. Fuck me. Let's say, put on two pairs of glasses, Phil. That'll work. What the fuck was I just... Oh, shit. Oh, motherfucker. What? One other... What in the fuck was the name of that bit? Oh, Papa John, that's the motherfucker. Yeah, the guy that stepped down. I say motherfucker with all due respect. I know the language is really kind of rough on this show. I apologize. I don't do it to shock. I don't do it to be rude. It's how I naturally talk when I'm off the air. And I know when people first heard the gutter mouth that I had, they thought I was doing it for effect, honestly. And the whole reason why you don't edit yourself during a pre-show is you don't edit yourself. You got the thoughts and, you know, I have a hard enough fucking time coming up with show ideas. I don't need to be, and I also got to think about not saying a dirty word, because I think that because this is a subscription show, basically, even though we do have a few free shows online, you know, we're not scandalizing anybody, I don't think, and people should know what they're getting. If they don't, they soon find out. But what's this guy's name? Papa John, what did he say? Hotel punished guests for bad reviews, charging them $350. Jesus, I love that. That's fantastic. That's like something Steve Bozell would do. Well, I don't know how that's... Papa John's the official pizza of the alt-right. $6 an hour as a customer service representative. I guess that means you're answering phones, right? Yeah. All right, man.
Well, Papa John's... Yeah, Papa John's Pizza had said a lot of stuff about the alt-right, and I talked to Snooki. I talked to Louis Brown, who's a member of a local alt-right gang called White Sun. It's called Whites Unite. It's called White.
What's the name of it?
It's called White. You know, it's called White Supremacy. What? It's called White Supremacy. Hot. It's called the White. A local alt-right group called White People Are Number One. And
what is the name of these guys? We mean White People Are Number One.
That's the name of it. And here's what he told me. So you, we like that pizza. We like it a lot. Yeah, we like that pizza a lot. And we eat it, and then we like that pizza a lot. We have it at all of our meetings. But see, they're trying to shut down a Papa John, and they could kiss my ass. Yeah, I talked to Beaver Cleaver. That's the guy's name, I swear to God.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God.
The guy, what guy?
The head of White People Are Number One. White people, yes. It's an alt-right group called I'm White. I'm White and Alright. White Heaven. It's called, I got the whites. I don't have the blues. I got the whites. I'm proud of my bleached. I'm proud of my bleed. Yeah, it's called an alt-right group called Boys Loving Each and Boys Loving Every American. Boys Love Every American
Causing Happiness, Bleach. Yeah, he's the head of an alt-right group called Bleach. And
What is the name of it? It's called Bleach.
Yeah. So his philosophy...
That's a funny name.
Well, it stands for Boys Loving Every American Causing Happiness, I think is what it is. And Bleach is, they're a very pivotal group. And I talked to Tony Dow, not the guy from Leave It to Beaver. And I talked to Justin Bieber, a completely different guy. That's not the same dude. And here's what he said. Yeah, we just believe that we believe in Papa John's pizza, and we will eat it at all of our meetings as we map out our future strategies. But we're never going to give up on Papa John. And Papa John's pizza is number one as far as we're concerned. Okay, Justin, thanks a lot.
Guy's name is Justin Bieber. The guy's name is John Schnappy. John Schnatter. Okay. I mean, I got to hand it. The guy's a successful businessman. God, you know, God bless him for that. But you got to always be watching out, man. Where are they located? Louisville? That was the other thing about Papa John's pizza. Is that, what? I'm eating fucking pizza from Louisville, Kentucky. Fuck that, man. I don't care. I mean, that just sounds wrong, man. Okay. Now that we've done that, it's all the damage we can do. I like this band. This is a band called Apache Tomcat. And they got an EP out called Facts to Guide Your Move. And this one is called Housework. Love it, man.
And I love it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, blah, 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 blah.
And how does my voice sound?
Sounds shitty.
Thank you very much for that, Phil. By the way, I want to address the Clam Shack controversy. There was a picture that you posted.
Yeah, I got that from, you know, a Facebook friend.
No, I understand that. It's fine. Called the Clam Shack. I sing at the Clam Closet for the 19th time.
Well, a lot of people are calling in saying it's a Clam Shack.
I don't care what a lot of people think. Do you understand? I work there, bud, so I would know.